All right. Anchor.fm/215, the Nonstop Working Podcast. Fellas, I got to go ahead and talk to you guys about the Jezebel spirit. I've never talked about this as directly as I am now. And I'm going to play for you a clip. I found one that I think is a simplified enough version that I think we should all walk through together. Mm-hmm. But it's time we do that. Okay. I'll tell you about what brought me to this today. And it's real. So I don't want you guys to play this one light. I want you to take this stream here very seriously because it's important. All right, now when we start talking about this and I play an example, many of you guys are going to think that this is religious talk. I've given you over 300 hours of content. Within them 300 hours of content, I've talked long and far about dogma and form and where we should be, okay? In this discussion, I'm really concerned about those who have successfully made it beyond dogma and form. If you're still out here consumed with dogma and form, I'm not overly concerned with if you get this message, if it resonates with you, or if you have an opinion opposite of it. Okay. I'm witnessing our children be preyed upon. Our children are running the streets, roaming the streets. They are in the streets. Projecting themselves as things they are not. They are out in the streets projecting to the world that they are adults that they simply are not. They are out portraying themselves as adults that many of us are not. I'm saying the kind of inappropriate things we are displaying, our children are out openly displaying and slowly viewing themselves as equal to. I'm saying that these young children think they're grown. They think they're adults. And I don't mean it in good ways. It's alarming. Fellas, listen to what I'm saying. Young ladies are in the street pursuing adult men. And the parents of these young children are saying, men, listen, I need you to listen. They are saying that no adult age male is to be involved with their child or children. Okay. However, the children are pursuing adults. So this means some things, fellas. It means that in these households, certain lessons are not being taught, proper lessons are not being taught, and then certain misconduct is being allowed, and we have to go ahead and assume being taught directly or indirectly. And here's a very very real one that we need to really acknowledge. There are a lot of men condoning the inappropriate communication and relation. So there is a bundle of issues that needs correcting. If young ladies are confident to be pursuing men, somewhere, these young ladies are receiving positive engagement in response to their advances. I'm doing advances with air quotes. Saying somewhere they are being made comfortable. Okay, let me break. Look, no 12-year-old girl should be trying to see if she can get the attention of a 40-year-old man, right? She shouldn't feel confident doing that. Now, television plays a role. What's going on in the household plays a role. However, intelligent men, we have to be able to acknowledge that there are men encouraging these young ladies to be comfortable and confident as well. Why is that obvious that there are men encouraging that? There, it's obvious because if men were discouraging it, young ladies, if just men discouraged it alone, TV or whatever is going on in the household would not trump the level of fear that would be instilled in a young girl if men only discouraged it. If men 100% discouraged that behavior, you think 12-year-old girls would try it? Somewhere on some blocks, there are some adult guys that are giving that the green light. That has to stop. And in some of these households where there aren't parents, man and the woman, these things are being taught and encouraged directly or indirectly. That has to stop. We are allowing our children to consume all kinds of misinformation, incorrect information, destructive information, filthy information from all sorts of outside sources. Television, radio, Hulu, Netflix, cell phones, advertisements. We are allowing this as the adults. And that has to stop. All the men who really serve Yah, all the men who know Allah, all the real Christians, those who truly know Christ, for everybody who knows the truth about oneness, and for those of you who are masters of the self, we got to understand what is involved in this level of corruption at this time. we know that there is a spiritual aspect to things. And fellas, now you got to be fortified. And we got to take a step back. What? Step back? Yeah. Right now, we cannot pursue the wrong women. That would be a great mistake. Right now, more than ever, you have to step back and really allow the Creator to bring to you what is for you. There is a spirit at great work. Oh, it's working. And that spirit is going to die, but it's going to take a lot of people with it. Yes, yeah, it's already at work. You got to get fortified. You got to be careful. And it's ways that this thing is going to play out. And I'm telling you, for those of you, for many folks, it's already going to be too late. There ain't going to be no coming back from the damage. For all of you who hear this message and make joke of it, it will be too late for you. For all of you who hear this and doubt any essence of it, it's too late for you. For all of you who've been hearing this and have been nodding the whole way, listen, you gotta tighten up now. Tighten up now. Because that spirit is going to be dealt with. And whoever's committed to that spirit, well, it is what it is. And sadly, that's men, women, and children. It is what it is for them. You got to back up now. We got to back up now. It hurts. All I can say is look the other way. It hurts. But you got to, you know, don't sit and dwell. You see, I'm not being vicious here. I'm not here trying to tear anybody up. I'm telling all the chosen, all those who serve, I'm telling you, yo, back up now. The Jezebel spirit is at full work. Full work. You got back up, yo. And get fortified. You got to know how to get fortified, right? Okay. I'm going to play this clip and then we'll come in and out. We're going to do it together, right? There are men, women, and children under the influence of this spirit, and I want you to understand that. So, I found this clip here, talking about the Jezebel spirit. You can go check it out. It says, what the Jezebel spirit really does to a person. Five things.
Jezebel. The name.
My fault.
If you've read 1st or 2nd Kings, then you're familiar with the Phoenician princess who later.
Here we go.
Jezebel. The name rings a bell, doesn't it? If you've read 1st or 2nd Kings, then you're familiar with the Phoenician princess who later married King Ahab. Jezebel is recognized as one of the most evil, cunning, and manipulative figures in the Bible. Not only was she a worshiper of the pagan gods Baal and Asherah, but her demonic, manipulative influence affected her husband Ahab, and she influenced him to worship them too. And it didn't stop there. She hated anyone who worshipped the true God of Israel, Yahweh. She used her power as the queen not to do good, but to do evil and to kill God's prophets. But there was one prophet she couldn't get to, and that was Elijah. He exposed the false gods by way of a contest between Baal and Yahweh, proving to all onlookers that the God of Israel is the only true God. He then ordered the prophets of Baal to be killed, which angered Jezebel so much that she then threatened to kill Elijah, which caused him to flee. We know Jezebel's end, which was prophesied by Elijah. She was thrown out her window by her servants and later trampled by horses and her body devoured by dogs. She had been given a chance to repent after she had heard of the outcome of the contest and the prophecy of her gruesome death, yet she chose to continue to walk in the way of darkness. Yes, Jezebel died and has long been forgotten by many. However, her spirit still exists today and can manifest itself in the behavior or actions of people around us. We need to recognize these characteristics and be on guard against the people who exhibit them.
Tighten up.
So how can we recognize when the spirit of Jezebel is in operation?
Listen.
I believe that it's a spirit that has many characteristics, and I want to highlight the most evident ones so that you can assess and be alert to this spirit should you encounter it. One of Jezebel's most obvious traits was her controlling nature. We can see this from the way she controlled her husband and also her nation's religious views. She wanted to use her power to advance her own agendas and did so without regard for those around her. And I am sure you will agree with me that there are people in this day and age who also have this same controlling nature. They may be our bosses. They may be our friends. But mind you, they may be husbands or wives. Or dare I say, spiritual mentors and even some church leaders. A Jezebel spirit is a menacing spirit that seeks to dominate and control another person. And let's not confuse the meaning of this characteristic with God-given authority. You see, God has given each human authority to make decisions, to lead, guide, rebuke, and so on. This is not what controlling means. Controlling is when a person or group of people want us to behave, act, or think like them, or in a way that best serves them and their agendas. Beware of this spirit, because it is not of God. Nowhere in the Bible will you read that God controlled someone or the Holy Spirit controlled someone. The Holy Spirit does not try to control us, but to gently convict and discipline us. The devil is the one who seeks to control. He seeks to be in control so that we can serve his evil agenda. However, the Lord wants us to decide. He wants us to make a decision that we love him enough to yield to him. And he does this through the conviction of the Holy Spirit. We must learn to differentiate between being controlled and being convicted. Another characteristic of the Jezebel spirit is how it seeks to control or rule by fear. Jezebel instilled fear into the hearts of people, especially by murdering anyone who stood in her way. She threatened to murder Elijah, and this caused him to be afraid and run away from her. Only Satan uses fear. Paul tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This is how we can tell if a spirit is not of God. Whenever a spirit tries to frighten us in order to control us, that spirit is not of God. Whenever a spirit seeks to terrorize and intimidate us in order to control us, that spirit is not from God. So beware. God does not use fear, nor has He given us a spirit of fear. Now, when you look at Jezebel, you may ask, why was Jezebel so successful in getting her way? Because she was a master manipulator. She manipulated events, people, and circumstances to get to her goal. One example was when her husband Ahab sulked because Naboth didn't want to give away his vineyard. She mocked her husband and told him she would get it for him. How did she go about this? She arranged for people to accuse Naboth, who was a righteous man, of cursing God and the king, which resulted in his death by stoning. So she falsely accused him, had him murdered, and stole his vineyard. That is manipulation at its peak. People may try to manipulate us through words, ideas, thoughts, and even guilt or seduction. This is how the spirit of Jezebel works, and we must be alert so that we may not be manipulated in any way. The story of Jezebel also serves to warn us about people who have a religious spirit. Beware of people who are religious, but don't really know the saving power of Jesus Christ. They claim to follow Him, but don't have a relationship with Him. They fulfill religious duties, seek high positions, and think they are better than other Christians, but yet Christ is absent from their hearts. The Pharisees were very much like this, and we have our fair share of modern-day Pharisees. This false spirit of religion can be deceiving because it shows itself to be righteous when the opposite is true. Jezebel was dedicated to idol worship. And although the people we come into contact with are not Baal worshippers,
American idol,
they instead worship themselves and are as far away from God as the pagans. Watch out for these ones. They are like wolves in sheep's clothing. The last important characteristic of Jezebel was her disregard for and hatred of authority. In her mind, she had all the authority as the queen, and didn't care for Elijah the prophet or any of God's people. She didn't listen to him or repent of her ways after he proved God's power and sovereignty. She also taunted Jehu, the military commander of Israel's army, right before he ordered her servants to throw her out. This spirit is also evident in our day, as some people want to chase after their own selfish gain, having no regard for order or hierarchy. Are there not people like this in our churches, in our families and communities? Be on guard against such people, for they would even question God's authority Himself. While Jezebel got what she wanted most of the time by manipulating, scheming, deceiving, and controlling, at the end, she couldn't control her demise, which was due to her own resistance to God. The spirit of Jezebel is strong, but the Spirit of our God is stronger, and it will overcome all evil. If you have the Holy Spirit, you will be able to recognize these characteristics and know how to deal with the people who have the spirit of Jezebel working in them.
Pray that you might be led. All right, y'all. Now, I'm sorry you got a little, I'm sorry he was a little preachy. He was a little, you know, and if you, but that's the Jezebel spirit. Okay? That's what we're dealing with here. And we've been dealing with that for some time. I don't know that that spirit can be killed. I don't know that that can be killed. I know that you can avoid it. You can protect yourself from it. But I don't know that that's going to be destroyed as if to never return. No, I think that's a returning spirit of ever, you know. And there's an effect that can be seen, that Jezebel spirit's effect on men, women, and children can be seen, felt, and experienced. and we do. And many people, like I said, are ruled by that, are being ruled by that, are committed to that. And I'm not given the prescription for them. I'm not given what to tell them to do to solve serving that. I don't know. I'm being told to just tell everyone who knows better to do better, to, yo, tighten up and take it seriously. There's a reason why it's difficult for a lot of fellas right now and women who are of the walk. It's why it's difficult for many of us to find it's difficult for many of us romantically right now, if you want to say it that way, to connect with individuals on that level. And it's because many people are being ruled by that Jezebel spirit, and we're not to connect with them. You dig it? Like, yo, why is it so difficult? It's because we're not supposed to. Why is it so weird? It's because we, see what I'm saying? Because a lot of people are being ruled and have been to the point where now it's the children of, and so now it's families being consumed by this Jezebel spirit. And so around the world, great things are occurring. So that Jezebel spirit's time is going to pass as well, you know. Whatever will be for the people who are controlled and consumed by that will be. We just got to not be near them and with them when their serving occurs. Do you understand? It has to be a very real thing. There's endless attempts at manipulating us all over the place. I don't need to bitch about it right now. I don't need to bitch about it. Fellas, we understand that it happens and it occurs. Yo, you need to just leave all that alone. The minute you sense this spirit, don't talk, don't wrestle, just get away. And what will happen is this. When all of the men of the walk, all the men who are thinking wisely, the men who have discipline, when they step away, it's going to become more and more real. See, this is where God Almighty works. It's going to become so real that that spirit is there, that that spirit can only deal with God. And you'll witness that battle. If you get consumed, you won't see it. You won't see the battle. You'll just be blinded by the dumb stuff. Oh, but when you step away, what you're going to see is all those who are serving that spirit, you're going to see them war with God. And you're going to see them lose. It's nothing you can do about that. You can stay in a way and take an L. You can stay in a way and take your chance up against God, who's instructed you to move. Or you can get out the way. Or you can get out the way. This is very real. The dudes that's out there still telling you, yo, let's hit the strip club. Yo, we just gotta bag these Jones. Da 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 da. I say, yo, get out their way. The dudes that want to be abusing, get out their way. Many things are going to occur as you see this fight, there's going to be pushback. These same young ladies who are under the spirit, one of the many things they're going to do as a part of the pushback, and they're already doing it, is they are going to attack you. They are going to attempt to manipulate you. They're going to attempt to prey on the way you feel. They're going to say things about you, things that don't make any sense at all. They're going to say it really loud. They're going to take pictures of you and lie. They're going to craft emails and whatever they can do to manipulate you and your life, the entirety of that. They're going to do. That's why this is so real. Well, you got to step back. Did you hear the manipulative tactics Jezebel employed to save her husband's farm? Vineyard, excuse me. Don't we see that level of lying and manipulation going on now? Don't we know that there are many individuals locked up right now because of that level of lying and manipulation? Without me being mean, without me bitching. Don't we know this already? What is that about? The Jezebel spirit. It's all in churches. It's in various mosques. It's in the Catholic churches. It's in the police districts. Huh? It's around. It's in the schools. It's in the daycares. See, it's on the television. See, the pushback is going to be real. The same way I'm talking to you in this stream, individuals who are under the influence of the Jezebel spirit, when they catch wind of the reality that they have to face God and that they're losing, they are going to push back. They are going to make streams just like this one, trying to accuse men and women of the walk of being everything they are. They are going to accuse men and women of being all different types of sexuality and isms. They are going to flat out lie. They are going to project 100% of their being onto those who truly serve the Creator. That will be their number one tactic. So it's best if you're just not around them. See, they won't be able to point to you at all. When they are left on their when they are left alone in their own spaces to be who they are, they will be the only example. You see? Understand, when they know that you step back from them, they're going to attack you. So you got to be careful. You need to be intelligent. You don't need to point out the fact that you know who's a hood rat and who's not. But you need to go ahead and back up. You got to back up. And we'll be... And I'm being instructed to say and make prayer, dua, for those you truly love and that you know deserve it. Pray for those you truly love and know deserve it. You truly love and know deserve it. That in a true prayer from one who is in true service to the Creator, that in that prayer there is the power to free. So for those you truly love and know deserve it, offer prayer. However, back away. Play this a few times, listen to it back. I'm not going to drag it on any further. But that's what we're dealing with right now, among many things. So you got to back away from it.